coming up on episode number 592. Well, I'm almost a month late for this one, but on June 5th, Richard Butler celebrated his birthday. Now, Richard Butler formed the Psychedelic Furs with his brother Tim, and then later on formed another band called Love Spit Love. Also did a little bit of solo stuff and reunited Psychedelic Furs. And I think it's time we pay a little tribute to him for a cover story tonight. So it's the Richard Butler cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is July 2nd, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, taking a famous performer, famous artist, musician, group, and looking at their music, their catalog, their library as performed by other people. And also sometimes looking at covers that they've done as well. Tonight, looking at Richard Butler, primarily Psychedelic Furs tonight, although there's a Love Spit Love cover nestled in here as well. Had to trim down a big playlist for this one. I had a bunch of stuff that I really wanted to put in here, but narrowed it down to 10 fantastic songs, threw a few of those other songs over into the bonus tracks pile. And we'll talk about that later on in the show. But why don't we kick things off with a cover of the song that was the first big hit for the Psychedelic Furs. They formed in 1977, Richard Butler on vocals, Tim Butler, his brother, on bass, along with Duncan Kilburn on saxophone and Roger Morris on guitar. Later on in 1980, they added John Ashton. And in 1981, they released an album called Talk, 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 which included this song. It was a big hit in the UK and actually became a bigger hit in the US when it was used as the title track for a film. Of course, you know it. It's Pretty in Pink. Here's a cover performed by Danny Dean and the Homewreckers. A great swing version here. I love it. Done without a hint of humor. It's a terrific song. Here's Pretty in Pink by Danny Dean and the Homewreckers.
Softly sometimes, she says I love you and too much. She doesn't have anything you wanna steal. Well, nothing you can touch. She waves, she buys your shirt. Traffic is waiting outside. She hands you your coat. She gives you these clothes. His car's collide. Gritty and pink, isn't she?
Mind.
Now, this was the song I probably wrestled with the most for this show, trying to decide which version I was going to play. A lot of people probably expected, like Nick in Australia, that I was going to use the Polyphonic Spree version of this from their EP Wait, which is a fantastic version, and the ending with the choir and Tim DeLauter's vocals is absolutely haunting. It's a great version. However, I've played a lot of Spree on the show, and I'll give them a little bit of a break for a while. Really up until I started recording the show, a few minutes before I started recording the show, I had the John Auer version in there. John Auer, fantastic power pop producer, worked with the Posies, some of my other favorite bands, The Grays with Jason Faulkner. Decided to play that version right there. Also, thanks to a little bit of nudging from Nick from Australia, Cruel Black Dove. That is a brand new release that came out on the Buffet Libre Rewind 2 collection. If you go to Buffet Libre DJs, I believe it is, I'll have a link in the show notes where you can download not just that track, but all these other great covers that that the Buffet Libre folks put together. It's a really, really cool set of independent music. A lot of fantastic covers on there. Excuse me. Something definitely you should check out. Before that, The Ghost in You. This is performed by a group called Jerrytown from a draft of a CD that I got to thank the Not Lame folks for turning me on to. I don't believe it's been officially released, and they recorded this way back in 2006, so who knows if it will ever be released, but it is such a great version that I really had to include it on here. Jerrytown with The Ghost in You. And then we start off the set with Danny Dean and the Homewreckers from a collection called Isn't She Still Pretty in Pink, a great collection, great album that covered each and every song from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack, and right down to the Nick Kershaw cover that was on there, a cover of the cover, I guess it is. Pretty in Pink. Now, that's a song that Richard Butler was not happy with its use for the John Hughes movie. He really felt that John Hughes got it wrong. Basically, he was actually kind of upset that the whole term Pretty in Pink got used by fashion magazines and the movie and commercials and things like that to insinuate, hey, isn't she just lovely? Isn't she pretty in pink? Da 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 da. Whereas in the song, the original lyrics of the song are the lyrics that Richard Butler wrote. The main character, Caroline, is a promiscuous girl who gets mistreated by all the men that she's with. And they all remark how pretty she was in pink, or how pretty she was when she was naked, implying that she's only pretty when she's naked. So that's how he complained that John Hughes totally got it wrong for the movie. And if you want to know more about that song, Lyrics Undercover, I did an episode of Lyrics Undercover, number 85. If you go back into the archives of Lyrics Undercover, which you can find on lyricsundercover.com, you can hear the whole story of Pretty in Pink, and even hear about the rare final lyrics of the song, which don't often get included in cover versions. Cool stuff. Cool stuff indeed. Let's talk about Audio Engine. They are the sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville. Audio Engine bridges the gap between audiophile quality speakers and digital audio players. They make it easy for you to listen to great sound on your iPod, your MP3 player, your turntable. Hey, you still have a turntable? I still have a turntable. Whatever you listen to music on, Audio Engine will make it sound even better. And we're going to talk tonight about the premium-powered bookshelf speakers, the Audio Engine 5s. These are the big daddies. I took these out to a trivia bowl recently to use for all of the music questions, and people were really impressed, not just with how compact they are and how much sound they put out, but with their versatility. You don't have to worry about carrying an amplifier. You don't have to worry about carrying a receiver to hook everything into. You just plug whatever you want into the speakers, your laptop, your MP3 player, whatever, and they deliver the fantastic sound. They come in black, white, and a really gorgeous bamboo. And if you want to get 10% off of your purchase of these Audio Engine speakers, here is the way to do it. You ready? All right. The code, COVER10. It's a coupon code. You'll use it on the AudioEngineUSA.com website, and that'll get you 10% off just for you, Coverville listener, you, 10% off your purchase from AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, back to the music here. When the Psychedelic Furs split up in the late 80s, after I think 1987, 1988, the release of their last album, Richard Butler went on to form a new band called Love Spit Love. We're going to hear a track covering Love Spit Love in this set, and later on we're going to hear a Love Spit Love cover. Now, this is a song I've played on the show before, but it's fantastic. I'm happy to play it again. Plus, it's been over 250 shows since I played it, so I think it's about time. Here is Am I Wrong, performed by a group called Brand New from their album Brand New Tracks, with a cover of Love Spit Love. Here again is Brand New.
Dance on the edge of the dark at the radio. feels like love. It don't mean a lot. And it feels like love. It's all that we've got. It's a heartbreak beat playing all night long down on my street. And it feels like love got the radio on. It's all that we need. It's a of the dark, got the radio on, and it feels like love. It don't mean a lot. It feels like love. It's all that
stops, putting rain on all of this, with the sirens in my sleep and her sorrow at my kiss. I can't turn away, hold a hand to when you pray. All her vanity and fate written on her crazy. Time is what it is.
Time is what it's made. Made by others, I regret. Remember me, I hear it said. Out of faces, I forget. Here in my head, I hear you say. Here in my head, I hear you pray. Here in my head, I hear you say. Here in my head, I hear you pray. I hear you pray. I hear you pray.
In My Head by The Echoing Green, a track that combines the some sounds from 2000, definitely with some instrumentation, some arrangement from the 80s. Love it. That that song comes from the album Songs of Innocence and Experience, Hope and Science, which came out in 2006. Another find, thanks to the fine folks over at Not Lame, The Echoing Green, right there with a cover of In My Head. Before that, Heartbreak Beat by the Feather Merchants. Definitely has a 10,000 Maniacs vibe to it. That comes from their 2003 album Unarmed Against the Dark, and both of those are covers of Psychedelic Furs. But the track before that, Am I Wrong, by Brand New, was released on a split EP between Brand New and Safety in Numbers, if you're looking for that one. I couldn't find a link for that to put in the show notes, so hopefully you're able to find that if you're looking for it. That one's a cover of Love Spit Love, not the Psychedelic Furs. So I talked a little bit at the top of the show about Coverville bonus tracks. Yes, it's the place where I'm able to put some of these extra songs. You know, there's another version of Love My Way and another version of Pretty in Pink and another cover by the Psychedelic Furs that I just didn't have time to put in tonight's show. So I'm putting those over into a pile called Coverville Bonus Tracks. How do you get to listen to those? Well, you have to become a Coverville citizen. This is kind of the upper level for people who are really into the show, want to figure out a way to support it, want to give something to the show and get something in return. Your donation, your subscription of $40 a year goes to, obviously goes to the stuff that helps keep the show running, licensing, promotion, bandwidth, things like that. But in return for your $40 a year, you get a subscription to the aforementioned Coverville bonus tracks. It's at least once a month, maybe more frequently as stuff comes together, an episode of Coverville that just contains those extra songs. No commercials, very little talk, but all those extra songs from those shows that, as I strip out the playlists, those extra songs that need to fit somewhere. Also, if you do the $40 route, you get a T-shirt, which are in production right now, and you get a DVD every year of the last 100 episodes. So when you sign up, you'll get the DVD containing episodes 500 through 600. You also get a discount, if you want, on the Coverville Archive DVDs, just in case you want to pick those up. Episodes 1 through 500 on a 3-DVD set. Go to the website to find out more information about all this stuff. Coverville Citizenry. Citizenry. That sounds funny. As well as the Coverville DVDs, the T-shirt, the all that stuff. And all that stuff is hopefully going to start shipping here in the next couple weeks as we round the corner to episode 600. Got a lot of stuff planned for the next 8 episodes as we round the corner towards that. All right, let's get to the last set of music here, beginning with a song that came from a cover album produced by another great band from the 80s, Ice House. Iva Davies and his band Ice House from Australia. This is a song called Sister Europe, beautifully done, from their 1995 release, The Berlin Tapes. A lot of great covers on that CD, definitely something to pick up. And here's a little sample of it. Sister Europe by Ice House.
stupid, honest, I'm way sick upon a stein when the sailors drown. See them talk and see them drown. See them drink and fall around them on the floor. Sister of mine, home again. Sister of mine, home again. Stupid, it plays as Navor, so out of key. Sister of mine, home again. Sister of mine, home again. See them fall to dust, they fall around. In another crowded room, paint me like the shirt I'm in. Honestly, sister of mine, home again. Sister of mine. Sister of mine,
shyness that is criminally vulgar on the Senate. Of nothing in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say?
Tear you apart. the home of our hearts in heaven won't tear you apart. In heaven is the home of our hearts, and heaven won't tear you apart.
Closing out this episode of Coverville is Into You Like a Train, covered there by Jawbreaker on their 2002 release, etc. Before that, Buffalo Tom, a great track by Buffalo Tom, covering Heaven in a live acoustic form there from their 1990 release, Bird Brain. Before that, another song I've played on Coverville before, but had to play it this time. You know I had to. The Smiths' How Soon Is Now, covered by Richard Butler and Love Spit Love. That version comes from the soundtrack to the film The Craft, about a coven of teenage witches. Yes, it was. And then we start off that set with Sister Europe by Icehouse from their 1995 all-cover compilation, The Berlin Tapes, a really great cover album by a great band, a band that I think is overlooked in the 80s lineup of terrific post-punk bands. Before I even go any further, though, I do want to mention a special thank you going out to Jason, who's the curator of the Rubber Duck Museum in Albuquerque. He was kind of the impetus for the show, suggested it way back in 2008, and patiently nudged me a couple times getting closer to June that Richard Butler's birthday was coming up. So, Jason, this show is for you. All right, and that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address. The phone number, 206-222-COVER. Use that. Call it. Make a request. It's a recording. Don't worry. You're not going to speak to any freaky telemarketing salespeople or anything like that. It's a recording. Leave a message. Tell me what you want to hear, and I'll play it when I play your request on the All Request shows. Or you can visit coverville.com, your place for everything cover-related. There's news, there's podcasts, of course. There are links to great YouTube videos that people point out, and all sorts of stuff like that. Of course, the show notes for this episode, the forums, and a place where you can rate the songs you heard on tonight's show. We'll be back next week with episode 593, probably an all-request show since I've gone four or five episodes without doing requests. They're piling up. So until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the The Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Backbeat, 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 backbeat.